My name is Dennis Sanders. I'm 17 years old.
My name is Donovan Kelly. I'm 11 years old.
My name is Michael Smith. I'm 17 years old.
My name is Lucas Kelly. I am 11 years old. We interviewed OC Page on August 20th, 2013.
I was born on July the 5th, 1938. Back in our day, it was a whole lot different. We was limited where we could go as a minority person. Our school days, they were a lot of fun, just like yours today is. And we had some exceptional teachers. I loved all my teachers. And I loved them because they tried to teach us, and they did teach us. Teachers was exceptional good back in those days. I had guys out here was talking about the military when I was young, and I listened to them in the places that they travel, like Japan, Europe, and all them places. That got to me. That hit me. And I said, boy, I love to travel and see the world. See, my goal wasn't I wanted to be rich or anything like that. I didn't have that type of goal. I just wanted a normal life out here in the society, have a family. Those are my goals, and I had that. I accomplished that. What you have to do is work for yourself, because out here, nobody's going to give you anything. When I got out of service my first 3 years out in Kansas, I went to school out there. I quit. I didn't like Kansas. So I came back home, and I went back into the military. Then when I came back here my last 5 years, and I was stationed here in Pittsburgh. I was taking college from LaRose and different places like that. So you can go to college in the service while you're in there. And a lot of guys get their degree. I didn't get mine because I was a military man, and I was what you call strike. You type of guy that fell out with your boots shine. But I really regret for not going to college. I really do. I usually don't like to talk about war because I was there too for that. I was in Vietnam 2 years, and that's an experience. But when I went to Vietnam the first time, we were scared. But eventually, you don't get scared anymore. You kind of say, hey, I'm sick of this. And I was in charge of the whole 4th Infantry Supply Division up here in as the NCOIC, and I don't want nobody to experience it. Nobody need not to experience that. But some of us have to do it, you know. I was one of them. I went over there with a group of guys over there. We all went over together. And I got shipped out forward to a forward base. And I had guys under me. Only thing I asked for and I prayed to God about, let me bring all my guys back home. And he did. Brought every one of them back home. I was happy. Got him out of Vietnam. God was good. He was good. When I came back home, oh, we used to have these meals around here. It was a lot of meals and everything. I had no desire to work in the mill. So I went back in the service. I reenlisted. And that's where I stayed for 20 years. Once I retired, I got out here and worked in the civilian population. I went into the food business. I managed restaurants. You got your school program in school. I managed those. And then I got out of food service. And then I got into a cleaning company. I liked that. I stayed with that 12 years, and then I retired. Got tired of working. I worked almost 50 years. So it was time to go. And I came out here, and I got elected as the president of the NAACP, and this is where I've been since. There's opportunities out there. Don't sit back and let them go by. You guys can jump on these things, you know. Don't let nobody tell you can't, because you can do it. Just set your goals. That's all you got to do. Just don't let life pass you by, because it goes quick. Quick. And now I'm 75 years old, and it don't pass me by. It don't went so quick for me, see? Time waits for nobody. It goes. So don't waste it. I have nothing I want to change in my life. Nothing.